We are going to tell the lobbyists in Washington their days of setting the agenda in Washington are over.
If we take back the White House, if I'm fortunate enough to be your president, one thing anybody who knows me will tell you, I will get up every day and work my heart out until we make these changes and increase this economy and put new jobs.
I am here to report that the American people are ready for change.
I want to be real serious for a few minutes because we got some big challenges ahead, don't we? You know, I don't think it matters whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or any kind of ideology. We're first and foremost Americans.
During election years, Why Press tries to snag interviews with political big dogs. In 1992, we were successful when Bill Clinton granted Why Press reporter Ben Young a few minutes. This year, in 2008, we wanted Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. We had been trying to schedule interviews with the senators since last fall, and we even traveled to their town hall meetings at Plainfield and Ben Davis High Schools last month in attempts to spend some time with the presidential hopefuls. However, we had no success. Before Obama's campaign came to Indiana, Y Press had written a number of questions for the senator, hoping that sometime during the course of the campaign, we'd get the opportunity to have them answered. While we knew it was a long shot, we were still optimistic. On Friday, when we found out that Obama would be one floor below Y Press's headquarters in the Indianapolis Star Building, we thought we might finally have a chance to interview him. Obama would be only feet away. This was it. However, we were told that due to the senator's cramped schedule, an interview would not be possible. But we weren't satisfied. Even after multiple attempts that day were thwarted by Obama's press people, we decided to try one more time to catch him on his way out of the building. After literally sprinting to join his crowd of admirers on Vermont Street as he shook hands with Hoosier fans, I somehow managed to get his attention. Without much hesitation, he granted me 2 minutes to ask my question about America's relationship with international youth. With his hand on my shoulder and looking me intently in the eye, Barack Obama responded.
Well, I think that, you know, we want young people around the world to be able to look to America for hope. That's what John F. Kennedy was able to inspire around the world. That is what I think is our greatest export, is hope.
Like any journalist, I simply wanted my question answered. And after lots of hard work and a little bit of luck, I had. For White Press, I'm Jordan Denary.